The biggest differences between farmland preservation efforts on the East Coast and those in the Midwest, it seems, are money and political will. One county in a state such as Maryland, New Jersey, or Pennsylvania often spends more money to protect open spaces than an entire Midwestern state. David Scarland of the Rural Development Council of Michigan organizes this bus tour to showcase farmland preservation efforts.
So when we look at states southeast that are spending $50-100 million a year on farmland preservation, it really makes our efforts kind of look small.
Michigan has spent about $25 million so far to preserve farmland. Ohio is gearing up to spend a similar amount over the next 4 years. That money is being used to purchase development rights from farmers. Similar to buying mineral rights, the landowner keeps the property but has sold the right to develop on it. But purchasing development rights can be expensive. Some describe the money available in Ohio and Michigan as not even a drop in the bucket of what's needed. But the Farmland Preservation Tour visited some places where the government is not spending big bucks.
This program really allows municipalities and areas to preserve farmland and open space without cost to taxpayers. And that's really the biggest benefit of this program.
Kyle Upper built a cluster housing development in Burlington County, New Jersey, using a transfer of development rights program. Transfer programs work like this. The county makes a plan for growth, choosing some areas where it will allow development and some where it wants to preserve farmland. They change the zoning laws so development is prohibited in agricultural areas, but the property located in that area is assigned development credits. Developers can buy those credits from the farmer and transfer them to property in the designated growth area. While development density is increased in the growth areas, it leaves the county with some undeveloped open green space. Kyle Upper says the program works well in Burlington County, but it's confusing and takes continuous education.
Some of the negatives are it's just really a long, slow learning curve is the biggest negative of this. And it's hard to really call it a negative. It's just a long, slow learning curve. And I think some of the big parts of the learning curve are, one, for property owners, farmers.
There are only a few transfer of development, or TDR, programs nationwide. They work best in areas already facing development pressure because they're attractive to developers and encourage new housing, but that development is limited to specific areas. The bus tour saw a few transfer programs. Tour director David Scarland says TDRs are a good tool to preserve farmland.
We heard the one project in Montgomery County, Maryland, he bought 700 TDR units and ended up with 1,100 homes on his property. Well, he put $22 million in his pocket after it was all done. So it's profitable.
And how much farmland did he preserve?
Well, on his, initially he had 400 acres. He could bid 400 homes on that. He ended up with 1,100 homes because he bought 700 housing units. And in return for that, 3,500 acres of farmland was protected.
Some farmers on the bus were concerned that their land would lose value if it were put in a designated agricultural area. That's because it could no longer be sold directly to a developer. But counties in eastern states they visited that have transfer programs in place say they appraise the land and set credit value accordingly. Many Midwesterners on the tour say they were sold on the idea. Now they hope to encourage legislation to help curb sprawl in their areas. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Julie Grant.